Good morning. Our question today is on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, when we are starting the fast of Tisha B'Av, what do we do for Havdalah? Obviously, on a typical Motzei Shabbos, we say Havdalah. We have four brachas on the Havdalah. We have Borei Pri HaGafen. We have the bracha on the Besamim and the Ner and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachor. Four brachas. What can we do and what cannot we do this Motzei Shabbos, which is also the beginning of the fast of Tisha B'Av? So we're going to divide them up, bracha by bracha. When it comes to saying Havdalah al Hakos, that actually includes two brachas. That would be the Borei Pri HaGafen and the longer bracha at the end of our quote-unquote Havdalah Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That is not said. Both of those are not said on Motzei Shabbos. Those are pushed off until the end of the fast on Sunday night. So this Motzei Shabbos, there's going to be no Havdalah on the Kos. Those two brachas are pushed off till after the fast. When it comes to the bracha of Borei Minei Besamim, the bracha on the spices and smelling the spices, we paskin that there again is no bracha. And this bracha is neither on Motzei Shabbos or after the fast. In other words, this coming week, there is no bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. And in fact, even somebody who's sick, who's going to break their fast and not have to fast, when they say Havdalah, they are as well going to skip the bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. So that is taken care of three brachas so far. We've talked about Al Hakos and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, the Geffen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Motzei Tzom. That is, those are, so to said, Sunday night. Borei Minei Besamim is skipped totally. Borei Me'orei Ha'esh is a little bit more complicated. So when it comes to Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, this is the one bracha that we do say on Motzei Shabbos. This is a bracha that can only be said on Motzei Shabbos, not even Sunday morning or throughout the balance of the week or up until Tuesday when we can say Havdalah until then. Borei Me'orei Ha'esh is said only Motzei Shabbos because that was the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam to make fire. That was only on Motzei Shabbos. Accordingly, on Motzei Shabbos, at the beginning of the fast, the minhag is to wait a little bit, as we'll see shortly, but the minhag is to say, when somebody sees a ner, when somebody sees a candle, to say the bracha, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. And we said that you should make an effort to find a fire to say this bracha, and the minhag is to say it before Megillas Eicha. So what is done in shul typically is that after we daven Maariv, before Eicha, a candle comes out and somebody says Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, or each person can say Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, and that is how it is done right before Eicha. Now, in fact, if you have a chola that is permitted to eat, so that chola is going to be saying Havdalah a little bit later, later on that night, we're talking about a Motzei Shabbos. That chola, that person who's sick, who has a heter to not fast on Tisha B'Av, on the night or the next day, when they say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, if they do say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, would include the Borei Me'orei Ha'esh in their Havdalah. In other words, don't say it earlier with the shul or by yourself. Wait until you say it in the context of your Havdalah. However, on the other hand, if they did say it early, for example, somebody was in shul, they didn't know they're going to say Havdalah, or they forgot they're going to say Havdalah later on because they're not allowed to fast, and the person was Yotze, the bracha, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, the bracha is not repeated again when they say the Havdalah later on that night. You say the bracha, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, only once. Continuing in the concept, if somebody did not say it on Motzei Shabbos, it is not said during the day on Sunday. It's not said on Motzei Tisha B'Av. When we do say Havdalah al Hakos, when we say Borei Pri HaGafen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, this is a bracha that is only said, as we mentioned before, on Motzei Shabbos. Continuing, how about women? So if women are in shul, they will be Yotzei, just like everyone else in shul, when somebody says Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. However, if a woman doesn't come to shul, there is a machlokis if the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh can be said by women or not. We won't get into the underlying machlokis there. But according to the Shita, that women indeed can say this bracha for themselves. Accordingly, if a woman doesn't come to shul, they should say the bracha at home on Motzei Shabbos, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. However, if somebody is noheg like the opinion that a woman is not permitted to say this bracha, so the wife, if she's married, is not going to be saying it at home. And if she doesn't come to shul, the husband or somebody else, a child who is above the age of bar mitzvah, should be careful to not be yotze in shul the bracha, not to say it, and not to be yotze if somebody else says it, so that when he goes home after davening, after Eichan Kinos, on Motzei Shabbos, he'll be able to say the bracha for the wife, for the mother, whoever it may be. So indeed, when it comes to women, they are should say the bracha, they should say Borei Morei Ha'esh, either themselves or they should be yotze via somebody else. So in a nutshell, what we've said is, when it comes to the four brachas, the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen and Amavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol are said not Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Tzom, after the Tzom on Sunday night, Borei Minei B'Samim is skipped fully, and Borei Me'orei Ha'esh is said on Motzei Shabbos. The minhag is to say it for those who were in shul prior to Megillas Eicha. Have a wonderful day.